Blog Talk Radio.
Probably potions. Potions. Maybe that old nature. Being well less than brief, I'm pretty sure that changed. Because, no matter where we are, we're always on the journey. Where we come from, what we've experienced on the journey over the years, that's the same. And they were correct. I have always been inside and my first abortion. So people would come all over the country area. And all of that, so diverse, different, so looking at what happened here, Acts, people were selling their possessions. And it sounds like people did it willingly, but now they have to do it over. So, God's in the end, people are willing. That kind of awful that happened today. I believe so. I'm not going to talk about that. Possibly the permanent of itself. But it's okay. Some of you can what we're going through right now. That's unfortunately a lot of others But then I read about a father. Sweat a dump phone in place. He packaged it, followed it, sold it. I saw a picture of it. It was vehicles. I don't know how many distance was, maybe it has to be now. Maybe it's sticking it to the ground. Whoever it was. And I thought about instead of letting it rot, because it had gathered it up, sell it for a good added. Looking back, ancient times, when people had their vineyards, they began to. Well, let's go through traveling through before people who were just traveling, struggling. They always said the fruit was traveling through. And in a way, that's like community. It's sharing your abundance with those who don't have. Maybe they never met the person who did planting, the person who owned the place, the place for everything. And what we have now, we have more resources. Like we have Zoom now, can't be in our churches, can't speak, so can't speak with our friends, but you can't communicate. So there is sort of community communicate. You can keep in touch with your phone through at meetings, get ready to services on, children are being educated. Number of them, which now is first of the big person. And they want to have new leaders to be able to do action. So, what we can do in church, you know, how to do action, the community of belief. And when you think that, one of the things about this, my friends at church just go to my legacy. And I would agree that I think there's a lot of smoke due to interaction with others. Share with each other, share our concerns, share our resources, or whatever they need to be. It's possible, maybe. We, as a nation, have to make it a lot differently. I think one thing that this pandemic has stopped all the selfish that people were being left out for this. People who are struggling, students, I don't know why God did this. I also can't say anything. When we have time to write, it comes out the best or the worst. I've seen some wonderful things. That's wonderful. How to help, how to try to survive in other situations. And contact everybody. But calling everybody, making sure that they're okay. That they have a disability. No, I've seen it that it's made a difference of the community. Even though we're apart, we still think about that, we still care about each other. And when I read this script, I see, and I kind of get that out of it. I come forward with what I have to do. What to do should be all about. Recently, my wife, who is a neighbor, a couple of places, have thoughtful. She gave him a couple of places. He didn't appreciate it. know what I mean? Portion of France. So, the ocean continues to keep people attacked. Boy, that's the oldest. Yeah, definitely. But blaming the majority of people, something that other people do, that's nothing new. That's going on. Maybe it's just trying to get on the earth. That's but as community comes together, support one another, encourage one another, put aside all our differences, and be involved. Come together as there is one thing you have to put for all of this together. What affects one affects another. What affects my sister is going to affect you. Somebody's hurting. We all hurt. Somebody twisted it up. And a life taken. Now when I hear that, I'm hurting. I lost somebody. I lost somebody. I didn't know. But it hurts just the same. The loss of a comrade, I lost a sister. You know, her family lost someone that they lost. So it's like, So when I hear some, when I hear over hurt or big. It hurts me. Because this person could have been personally liked by others. This person could have been one of the things. The community runs a lot of people. The building and the neighborhood, all the things from this kind of thing. It's about the community. I think you can get out of it. Trying to take it. The communities you have been common. As a community, help those. You should help those who are struggling to begin self-harming. You should help those who are struggling. For those people who are struggle. Now, this is the time thing. People who have plenty of death expect. I've seen it done. And we had 9/11 expect us. So, during this crisis, the COVID-19 crisis, that's expect us. We've all expect them. Now, it's not about our babies. You know, I've been about places talking about death and you know, wondering about their welfare, wondering about maybe their work, have to work. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, take care of yourself. And I thank God for the community of medical professionals for people. They're getting hours. I get a 4 hours doing a lot of things. I've seen a lot of death. I know. Like one person said, it's like being in the bottle. But this community here, to do naked, to do caring, to care, and to be a part of our patients. So they're stepping up. And people who are future. What I like to see is all the professionals that come together to kind of capture the skills, kind of therapy or meditation or prayer session together to get out of the stress. Because they need. Yes. regardless, I don't care if I'm caught. I should be able to sleep. That's God's gift. Everybody should have a gift. Then the question I have is, what is community? What is community? How would you describe it? What would a community be? I think what we get today is there's a lot of things that it's going to be expensive. That's community now. It's just as well as today. But the first speech, first speech, as relevant places of worship, as relevant in our community, in our building, relevant to medical professions, hospitals, don't support each other, so there are differences. But when one of us hurts, well, what it is, what we all feel that love. It will be. If it's not that stuff, it's hard. And what I say is that, when you think about just that, what this benefits you, but as it comes. What I like to see is respect for others who are like this. I understand all have this belief in them, so they folks are different plans, folks, and I think it's not binary. No, they should be wrong. Whatever. And whatever, whoever they are, however they choose, all the whatever they choose to call themselves, who they actually are, if they are my brother, sister, they should be welcome to those parts, which is one of us is not all. And that's think about what happened. Think about what is community. Where everyone has to share whether it be resources, people that live here, somebody, at one time, everyone has something in common, and nobody is suffering. This is a benefit, this is the best choice of the day, and it's really helpful. Pray that you touch your heart and stretch your head. And this is Genevieve, and it is going to be a book, and it's the one that is. Thank you. God bless you. And good.